Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the H2O Innovation Conference Call announcing the acquisition of Utility Partners. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à l'appel conférence d'H2O Innovation annonçant l'acquisition de Utility Partners. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star followed by zero for operator assistance at any time. Cet appel se déroulera en anglais, mais n'hésitez pas à poser vos questions en français. Before turning the meeting over to management, please be advised that this conference call will contain statements that could be forward-looking and subject to a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those anticipated. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, Wednesday, July 13th, 2016, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I will now turn the conference over to your host, Monsieur Frédéric Ducret, President and CEO, and Monsieur Marc Blanchet, CFO. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Marc Blanchet. I'm CFO of H2O Innovation. This call will be held in English, but I will just say a few words in French for French auditors. Merci et bon après-midi à tous. Dans un premier temps, j'aimerais vous remercier d'assister à cet appel et vous aviser que même si l'appel se tiendra en anglais, nous répondrons aux questions qui seront posées en français dans la seconde partie de l'appel. Pour faciliter le suivi de l'appel, je vous invite à télécharger la présentation sur notre site Internet h2oinnovation.com dans la section Investisseurs. Before we begin, I invite you to download a copy of today's presentation, which can be found in the investor section of our website at h2innovation.com. In today's call, we will be discussing the announcement we made earlier today regarding the execution of a binding agreement pursuant to which H2O Innovation will acquire Utility Partners. We will also discuss equity offering and the concurrent private placement, which we just announced. Frédéric Ducret, our President and CEO, is joining me today for the call, which duration is approximately 30 minutes. Before I hand over the call to Frédéric to discuss the announcement, please take a moment to read the forward-looking statement on page 2 of the presentation. I would now like to hand over the call to Frédéric, our President and CEO.
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the call today. Well, today is an historical day for H2O Innovation. We are extremely happy and excited to present you this transformational transaction and merger with Utility Partners, a water treatment operation and maintenance company, highly complementary to H2O Innovation existing operations. But before presenting you this new acquisition, let me present where H2O Innovation stands today prior to this transaction, and how this transaction fits into our business model. Currently, H2O Innovation offers water treatment solutions for municipal and industrial customers. Our core expertise relies on membrane filtration technologies. Through the years, and in order to better serve our customers, we have developed complementary specialty products and services such as chemicals, couplings, and data monitoring solutions. Today, our business relies on two important pillars. The first one being the project and engineered solutions, which represent about 60% of our sales and entirely based in North America, which is Canada and the U.S. The average size of each project is ranging about $2 million. We can benefit today of tremendous reference base with 650 systems installed in North America. Our business and install base relies on 65% municipal and about 35% industrial. The current backlog of signed projects is about $35 million as of June 30th, 2016. And we benefit from relying from a large diversified sales pipeline of $175 million, geographically located in U.S. and Canada, and with a wide variety of different applications. On the second pillar, the specialty products and services, it represents about 40% of the sales as of today. It allows us to maintain key relationship with our customer because of the recurring nature of these products. It also provides higher margins, which tends to cover about 75% of our fixed cost, SG&A, in the organization. We do export in more than 40 countries through a sales network of distributors and agents. Our business is based in North America at 30%, but also internationally at 70%. And we do have a few proprietary products and technology that allows us to differentiate ourselves. Now, if you look at our business mix today, you will see that this hasn't been happening by chance, but truly by design and by our volunteer to build the second pillar. We started this initiative back in 2009 when we did realize that we couldn't develop and grow the business only relying on the project because of this nature of his lumpiness and the tendency to see, you know, difficulties and challenges coming up with revenue recognitions. Therefore, we started to develop the second pillar of H2O Innovation by making a few strategic acquisitions, starting with PWT Chemicals in California back in 2009. Today, our healthy business mix provides us with a greater recurrent revenues, more visibility, and improved gross margin. Through the years, we have built the second pillar by making several acquisitions. Therefore, for us, making another one in the United States is not new. We are very familiar with the U.S. commercial and business environment. Also, we have shown great success in integrating and growing organically these different companies acquired through the years. Now, this transaction is really transformational for us. Today, we're presenting and adding and building the third pillar through the addition of Utility Partners, a through operation and maintenance company, allowing us to seriously add value proposition to our customer. The value proposition to our customer and to UP customer will rely on providing advanced water treatment solutions, not only from the design, from the manufacturing, from providing specialty products and services, but also continuing and providing operation. We will be fully accountable at every step of the life of a water treatment project, thus maximizing customer retention. We also believe that the addition of this third pillar will position us with Utility Partner very favorably for the design, build, operate market and opportunities in the coming years. Now, let me give you an overview of Utility Partner itself. As I said earlier, Utility Partner provides full service asset management to small and mid-sized municipalities across the United States, which is great because it is exactly the same market that H2O Innovation is going after already, which is typically the market of less than 10 million gallons per day in terms of capacity size. Through their years, they have shown their ability to gain new businesses, and they have a 92% hit rate on the contracts they have won. They have also shown their ability to keep and maintain good and excellent relationship with all their customers by showing a 95% contract renewal rate over the last 10 years. The company was founded in 1999 and counts today about 380 employees. Utility Partners currently operates 34 plants across 6 states in USA, divided into 3 key geographical areas: the Northeast, the Southeast, in California. Looking now at the financial performance of Utility Partner. Well, it is obvious to us that this transaction adds visibility and predictability with long-term contract to our business model. Moving forward, we will benefit from an $88.3 million signed contract to be realized over the next 5 years. With focus in the Southeast region, Utility Partner also provides a national platform to grow operation and maintenance offering to new customers, but also existing customers of H2O Innovation. For the last fiscal year, ended December 31st, Utility Partner had revenues of $34.5 million Canadian and an EBITDA of $2.9 million Canadian. The Utility Partner has also a strong historical history of contracts renewal. If you look at the 27 contracts they have currently in their backlog, you will see that numerous contracts are currently at their third or second stage of renewal. All this due to their excellent service provided to their customers. In summary, here's our rationale to this acquisition. Well, first, UP is a leading provider for full-service asset management for small and mid-sized municipalities, which is exactly the same market segment that H2O is going after. They do provide a national platform with 27 contracts and to six different states. It also further enhances our presence in the U.S. municipal market, but also position us strategically for the design, build, operate new opportunities, which we believe is a growing trend right now in the infrastructure market. The operation and maintenance third pillar adds significant cross-selling opportunities and will be able to introduce then our specialty chemicals, filters, and monitoring solutions to existing O&M customers. It also well positioned to offer operation and maintenance service to our existing customer. Currently, H2O Innovation delivers about 25 to 30 projects a year, which we believe that some of them might be interested for operation and maintenance contract as well. Obviously, by the nature of the recurring revenues, it provides an excellent visibility for the coming revenues with their $88.3 million backlog to be realized or recognized over the next 5 years. And finally, the company utility partner has an excellent experienced management team with significant years of experience into the O&M business. I'll pass it on to Mark that will provide you financial details related to the transaction.
Thank you, Frederick. Before we open the lines, I will quickly go over the financial part of the transaction and explaining the different components of the concurrent financing. As announced in the press release, H2 Innovation will acquire utility partners for a total consideration of $17 million on a cash-free, debt-free basis, representing a multiple of 7.6x utility partners EBITDA as of December 31st, 2015, or a 6.9x adjusted EBITDA after post-day one cost saving of $200,000. The purchase price is subject to customer working cap adjustment as of the closing date. H2 Innovation intends to finance the acquisition with a $20 million equity financing by way of a private placement and an additional $10 million long-term debt, secured debt. Concurrently with the acquisition, we announced today an equity financing of $20 million to issue a total of 16.7 million of new shares at a price of $1.20. Structured partly as a private placement directly with the company for the amount of $1.6 million, and the other part is an 18.4 bought deal structured with syndicate of underwriters led by GMP Securities and including Beacon Securities, in which will participate certain insiders, including Investment Quebec. On behalf of H2 Innovation's board and executive team, I would like to thank Investment Quebec for their continued support in the execution of our strategy. As for the credit facilities, we are contracting two loans of each $5 million with Canadian financial institutions. The first loan has a term of 6 years and is bearing interest at a prime plus 1.5, and the second loan has a term of 8 years and is bearing interest at prime plus 2.5. Following the addition of these new credit facilities, our net debt over EBITDA ratio on a pro forma basis as of December 31st, 2015, will be 2.8x. As of December 31, 2015, pro forma sales are at $84 million and pro forma adjusted EBITDA are at $5.8 million. This acquisition is expected to generate significant earnings and cash accretion from day one. The transaction is expected to close by the end of July. This concludes my remarks on the financing section. I pass it to the operator for the section for the questions from analysts, if there are any.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now conduct the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star followed by the number one on your touch tone phone. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. Please ensure you lift the handset if you are using a speakerphone before pressing any keys. One moment, please, for your first question. Your first question comes from the line of Gerald Sweeney from Roth Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
A couple questions on just not the structure, but the actual contract. Did you say how long the typical contract length is?
The typical contract range approximately around 5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
And on that 5 years, I forget exactly how much you said there was a backlog, but are there any larger contracts or a set of contracts that are coming up, we'll say, in the next 12 to 24 months, or are they evenly spaced out?
No, they're distributed. If you look at the presentation, you'll see on page 10, you have the distribution over time and the recognition of these contracts and at what time they have the options to renew or to be extended.
Got it. I see it there. Perfect. Okay. And then have they bought any of your services or goods in the past? Are they a current client?
Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
Are they a current client of yours in terms of buying any of your chemicals or monitoring systems or anything like that?
So currently, Utility Partner is not operating any H2O Innovation water plant. However, they're currently buying on one of them our specialty cleaners and chemicals. So there is opportunity for us moving forward to generate more cross-selling opportunities.
And on that front, I imagine the chemicals is probably the easiest and sort of first potential cross-selling opportunity for you to get into some of the other plants. I mean,
data monitoring solution as well.
Yeah. Now, is that up to Utility Partners, i.e., now H2O Innovations? Can they go in and basically say, hey, we're just going to buy the chemicals from us as opposed to another provider? Or is it more complicated than that? Do they have to get anything? Will you need to get any type of that, cleared or contracted out? Or is there a process on that front?
This is different for each single contract. However, we'll still have to work it out with the end user or the owner itself in most of the cases.
Okay.
But being strategically positioned on the front row, I'm sure will allow us to position favorably our product.
No, sure. I mean, I just wanted to see how easy it would be. And then finally, management retention with Utility Partners. Do you need to lock up any of the management? I mean, I think some of this is relationship driven, some of these contracts. Any thoughts on that front?
Yes, we have already identified, and put in place employment agreement with key personnel, and all the current project manager assigned for each single project or each single contract is expected to stay and continue with H2 Innovation.
Okay, great. I'll jump back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
For any additional questions, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jim Belin from Aldebaran Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, I noticed that Utility Partners, their breakdown of revenue, they're hugely weighted to the state of Mississippi. That's one of the poorest states in the whole country, and I'm just curious, if you have some economic slowness, is that going to be a problem of the cities and municipalities in Mississippi actually paying on time?
Well, historically, and we look at it on the due diligence financially through the help of Deloitte as well, we haven't found any issue for a Utility Partner to get paid. But I think, this economical constraint that you're talking about is also then an opportunity for the municipality to benefit from private contractual support for their water and wastewater plants.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no additional questions at this time. I turn the call back over to Monsieur Ducret.
Well, thank you very much for attending the call. Again, we believe that this transaction is literally transformational for us for many reasons. On the business model, on our customers offering, on the financial performance, as we're expecting this transaction to be accretive on cash flow, on EBITDA, and earnings. It also adds great visibility to revenues for the coming years. Through this transaction and financing, we are also growing our shareholders base with key institutional investors, which is strategic for our future. Finally, I would like to thank all the current shareholders of Utility Partners and the employees which are providing us and with a great platform on which we're expecting to grow and continue for many years. Thank you all for your support. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. You may now disconnect your lines.